Hello everyone, welcome to Instant Match Reaction across the park. We're in the hot walk as usual. It's myself, Millsy, Neil and Riley. Riley, what was the score?
2-0.
It was Everton 2, Bournemouth 0. Good to see us get a clean sheet. But Millsy, what was your overall opinion of the game?
Well, the first half was drab. I can't even recall the first half. I mean, you had a pint, and Neil as well had a pint at half time, and we were lost for words with how poor the game was. I feel sorry for any neutrals who tuned into Sky Sports on Gover home for a good game of football today. Second half, we upped the tempo. We started playing the game more in their half, I think. More sort of balls into channels, trying to bring Luckman and Bernard into it more, which helped us opposed to the first half, and it was more central. That really did help us. Calvert-Lewin coming on made a bit of a difference as well in holding the ball up for us. You know, I'm not a big fan of Calvert-Lewin, as most of our regular listeners will know, but he made a difference today. Neil, defensively, clean sheet, very rare.
Oh yeah, it's very rare. It's massive for us. I think it's good for Pickford's confidence. Obviously, he's had a bit of a battering recently with some of his decisions, some of his obviously performances, but I think it's good for him, it's good for the team, it's good for the defence. It's nice to see. It was nice to see Coleman back as well after his rest. I think he did need that. It probably wasn't his best game, but it was nice. It's still a clean sheet for the defender. It's nice to see. Obviously got the captain's armband again. Obviously I'm happy to see Coleman back. Judgey, what do you think?
To be honest, Neil, I actually disagree with you there on Coleman's performance. I think apart from a couple of bad touches, which were highlighted, he was up against their best player in Ryan Fraser, and he kept him quiet pretty much most of the game. Like 1v1, he was pretty solid. He made some good challenges. He got forwards when he could. I think it's the players that stood out. I completely agree with you, Millsy, by the way, that the first half was extremely forgettable. But the biggest thing for me that was lacking in the first half was intensity. I just thought it almost Richarlison's performance epitomised the rest of the players, and it often does. He looked lazy, he looked disinterested, as did a lot of the other players. I remember a moment towards the end of the first half where Bernard went into the back of one of their players, won the ball, and it almost kicked some of the other players into life. For me, Bernard was outstanding today. His effort, his work rate on and off the ball, right? You know, he was unfortunate not to have been on the end of 3 or 4 assists there today, because some of the crosses he put across the face of the goal, I think it would have been food and drink for someone like Cheng Tosin. I think it was a nervous performance still at the back for me. We were fortunate to get a clean sheet. Pickford again looked unconvincing, a little desperate at times. Some of his decision making was questionable. But Luckman, a big positive again. Great to see him play 90-95 minutes. Took his chance, obviously. Outstanding composure at the end. I mean, the 95th minute when there's tired legs, which he must have been tired, he hasn't played many games this year, for him to win the ball back the way he did and to pick his head up and put that ball on a plate for Calvert-Lewin, which he obviously, he took the ball well, was outstanding. Mills?
Well, I mean, there's your assist you're talking about there. The first half, he put a few balls across the box. Maybe saying Tosin or Dominic Calvert-Lewin would have got on the end of it. Second half, that proves your point. Luckman's the kind of winger. He's a bit of a throwback. He's direct. He likes the ball in front of him, but he can run onto it and he'll beat your man. He'll put a cross in. Bit of a throwback winger. Maybe not as good as Ryan Giggs, but that type of winger where they'll just run at them all day and put crosses in. And it's bread and butter for someone like Calvert-Lewin to come on at the end against a tired defence. What I'm worried about is we... You know, I hate to be a negative here, we've just got 3 points, but we spoke last week on the show and we'll possibly speak more about it tomorrow. We only seem to have one style of football. We played that 4-2-3-1 or the 4-3-2-1, whatever you want to call it. And it changes from a 2 to a 3 in game, and the wingers seem to swap. But that's it. We don't seem to have it. Like I said to you in the week, or last week's show, I wouldn't be opposed to seeing 3 up front and the wingers tucking in and having 3 energetic midfielders in the middle, putting Sigurdsson a bit deeper as a playmaker with Gomez and Afghana just looking after the pair of them. I think we definitely need to look at a different style of play. We were quite fortunate today, but we got a goal. Zuma got a goal because Begovic gambled. Begovic came out of his line and gambled, and then we hit them on a counter when they were pushing us. You know, another day there, it could have been a 0-0. Maybe we'll speak more about it tomorrow, but I just want to get your feelings quickly on that one.
No, look, I think my feelings walking out the game were the 2-0 papers over a lot of cracks there. It was a poor performance overall. We battled to that 2-0 win there. You know, it was good to see them battling qualities. I think you've been slightly harsh in the sense that I don't think he's got a lot of options, Silva, outside of them 11 players. You've said it a few times, or 12 players if you include now Luckman in there as well. You're looking at the bench and you're thinking none of them players, you're able to bring on and actually change the formation. We are lacking a recognised striker, which does make that 4-3-3 more difficult to play as a formation. I don't think we can end this post-match reaction without speaking about one of the worst refereeing performances I've seen. It was laughable, and you're laughing, Mills. Anthony Taylor. It's not even the amount of
cards. They didn't get one yellow card. I mean, Richarlison, I said to you at half-time, again, we're going back to half-time, I want Richarlison to sort of push one of them back and take a yellow, because he was on the receiving end all half. The first time he did that, he was carded for it. He'd put up with 50, 60 minutes of that. It was unbelievable.
I was saying to Kev next to me, I don't know what Richarlison was meant to be able to do, because if he backed in, he got given a foul against him. If he stood still and the defender jumped over and leaned on him, he didn't get a foul. The booking, I've got an issue with the booking as well, because if the referee is suggesting that Richarlison threw his arm at him and has elbowed him, he should be sent off. And if he hasn't done that, then it's not even a foul. I just don't get it. The one there, Walcott in the corner, and I'm criticising him here for not booking one of our players. Walcott's done the clumsiest challenge of the day. Wiped their player out in the corner against Gosling. I think it was Gosling. He should have been booked for that. It was the inconsistency in his decision making was horrific.
You could see how animated Marco Silva was. I think Taylor went and had a word with Silva and his backroom staff. I don't know the name of the coach, because where I sit in the Park End, it was difficult to tell. One of our backroom staff were up and down in the fourth official's ear, and it ends up with Silva getting a telling off. But I mean, you can't blame Silva. I was sitting there seething myself at it. We won the up, and I was seething at the referee. Such a bad performance.
For us to have won 2-0 and most of the fans staying behind to boo the referee off. The loudest song of the day was about Anthony Taylor. It was an embarrassing performance from him as a referee. I mean, but again, going back to us, we'll obviously cover in a bit more detail tomorrow. It wasn't a great performance. It is good to get a clean sheet, but there was a lot of nervousness still around. I think you want to add something about Sigurdsson, Neil.
Yeah, well, what's worrying me now with Sigurdsson is Sigurdsson's just becoming more and more. He's not effective at the moment in any games he's playing. I know Judges, and I think Mills mentioned as well, Jordan, our previous podcast, is, and it might be to do with Gomez being on the pitch. I think we said in Jordan the first half, it was like Sigurdsson of last season, which was really worrying. What you mentioned today, Gomez struggled as well, but like you mentioned it earlier, he's got nothing on the bench where he can bring Sigurdsson off, and he's got nothing there, has he, just to fix that problem?
I think when we spoke last week, me and Judgy on the show, we came to sort of an agreement that a lot of the players now are going through Gomez opposed to Sigurdsson. And if our players start hitting Sigurdsson quicker, then we're in their half more. So that may be more of how we're playing. We're looking to Gomez more than Sigurdsson at the minute. Gomez is obviously a better footballer than Sigurdsson. There's no denying that. Sigurdsson can be more effective than Gomez, but you've got to get the ball to Sigurdsson a lot quicker than what we're doing at the minute.
I thought Gomez was our worst player today. I think he was slow, he was laboured, off the ball. He obviously was lucky not to get sent off, very lucky not to get sent off. Very, very laboured. And again, another player who pretty much epitomised our performance. Didn't play with the intensity required. I don't think I counted one forward pass that he made today, Gomez, that was actually, you know, the counter for anything. In the second half, we did get the ball in earlier to Sigurdsson, and you can see when we do that, we start releasing our wingers then, and that's when we were looking more effective. I think, you know, he's either got to revise the way that he's playing Gomez, that's Silva, or Gomez has got to, you know, he's got to have a bit more about him, because he's got to contribute a little bit more to our attack and play. He too often plays to the centre-back, plays to the full-back, and for me, that was a lot of why we played the way we did in the first half.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's a great place to leave it there. We've got a big show tomorrow, as always, on Monday evening. Me and Judgy will talk a lot more. Neil, you're not there tomorrow, so me and Judgy will talk a lot more about performance. I just want to say, my little nephew Riley, 9 years old, he's with the 3 games this season. Rotherham in the Cup, we won. Lincoln in the Cup, we won. Bournemouth in the League, we won. Riley, are you up for the Derby game in March?
Yeah.
So we're going to win. Judgy, sign us off.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and hopefully tune into our podcast tomorrow. Cheers.
Putting it under pressure there, Riley, mate. Oh, yeah.